Chapter 4. The next day, Hans, Liedenbrock, and Axel follow the stream down the tunnel. The professor looks at his compass.
"Where are we now?"
asks Axel.
200 kilometers southeast of Snaefells. So, we are under the sea,"
answers his uncle. When the tunnel goes down, Professor Liedenbrock is very happy. Sometimes they stop, and the professor writes in his book.
"How many days is it before we go back?"
asks Axel.
"We've got water now, but not much food."
"Be quiet, Axel,"
says Liedenbrock.
"I'm writing about our journey."
Axel is walking down the tunnel the next day when suddenly he loses Hans and the professor. He walks back, but he can't find them. Just then, he falls and breaks his lamp.
"Oh, no!"
he cries. Axel sits and waits in the dark. At last, he hears something. He puts his head near the tunnel wall and listens.
"I can hear Hans and the professor,"
he thinks.
"They're talking, but where are they?"
"Help!"
cries Axel.
"Help!"
The tunnel wall takes Axel's cries down to the professor and Hans.
"Axel, are you okay?"
the professor calls back.
"We are far in front of you. Come on down here."
Axel begins to walk, but he can't see anything. Suddenly, his foot hits something, and he's falling down. Axel falls for a long time. When he opens his eyes again, he's in a very big cave.
"Axel, you're alive!"
cries the professor.
"Yes, but where are we?"
asks Axel.
"I can see light and I can hear the sea. Are we under the earth now or not?"
"Yes, Axel, we are,"
says the professor.
"There's a big underground sea in front of us. We must go across it. Hans is making a raft."
Soon, the raft is ready. They put their luggage on it and begin to sail across the underground sea. They sail for many days. but they don't see a thing. Suddenly, two sea monsters come out of the water. They're fighting.
I must tell Greuben about these monsters when I get home,
thinks Axel. Hans quickly sails the raft away from them.